joining me. I'm Rosalyn Hyams. The Jolly and International Futsbaum Theatre Troupe has landed back in Paris from their rural retreat and are performing two pieces in the Romanesque circus ring. Based in central France, they travel across seas and oceans to make merry and make a stage wherever they go. Full of their usual range of high school fun and artistic grace, music and masks, playful and poetic. A little bit nostalgic. It's a shame I can't show you the fabulous masks made by Frederica Hayter and inspired by traditional masks from Asia. Larger than life, colourful like Chinese lions, or in shades of ivory like oversized Japanese Netsuke. Or the puppets she sculpts which come to life and take us on their own journeys. And far in many ways from their local Cornish foot foundations of the early 1970s, they're happy to pitch a tent or caravan anywhere in the world. This time in Paris, on the edge of the Bois de Boulogne, which adds to the permanent sense of adventure and a return to childhood that only such theatre can produce. The Futsbaum are putting on Shakespeare Celebration. They've been honing it on tour in Europe since last year. Paddy Hayter is the company's director. He, like all the players, takes on several roles in the take on Shakespeare, played in French and English, Portuguese and Serbo-Croat.
We're still trying to keep reworking and we have to keep at it. When there are things you're sort of mixing together, you have to work to find the form inside. Different plays, and as you see, the style is quite different actually from piece to piece. A lot of it comes through improvisation, but inspired from texts of Shakespeare. And we've done, I think it's 60 different creations, and 9 have been Shakespeare. So there are others. We've done Bulgakov, we've played Steinbeck, Marquez, Borges. It's great to be known for our work on Shakespeare because it means it's been picked out from other Shakespeares, I suppose. And we played The Tempest, an Indian Tempest, in the Globe in 2012, which was a real honour, with 5 Indian artists from Kerala in the south.
The players in the Futsbaum have different backgrounds. You're not all English, you're not all French.
No. Well, the obvious thing that does appear is the question of language. I mean, when we worked with the Indian actors the first time, because we'd worked with them before on the Odyssey, they couldn't speak French or English, really. So, and before that, we'd had the experience of working with actors from other countries and making the decision that if we mix language, you could get through even if everyone doesn't speak the language of the country you're in. Majority of people are very... It says it makes them work their imagination more, really.
Shakespeare provides endless opportunities. Just recently in Paris, German director Thomas Ostermeyer has his actor Lars Eidinger play the usually introverted and tragic Hamlet as a joker, engaging with the audience like a vaudeville act. In what may be not such a completely different register, Futsbaum in the circus ring described their Shakespeare Celebration sketches as cabaret. Some actors, bold as ever, even with beards, audition for the role of Juliet. The 7 Ages of Man and some of the best and lesser-known pieces from Lady Macbeth's hand-washing, or Romeo and Juliet's love competing with family pride and identity, or the artisan's play in A Midsummer Night's Dream, to A Winter's Tale and some sonnets.
It was very, very loose to begin with, people just bringing suggestions and trying things, and the actor Vincent, who actually put it together, in a sense...
Who plays William Shakespeare.
Yeah. He did a lot of the weaving. He found a lot of the text, like, around the end, which I find a very strong moment when there's just things coming from many places. It was a very quite chaotic production to begin with, which is why we've reworked it. We must just keep reworking it. We kept the idea at the beginning of having, you know, the debate, which is always there now, did he exist? You know, things like that came. Rumour... We had a song written that was never used for rumour. And so I was just, I've got to get that character. It's such a great character, the 1,000 tongues on the costume. Things like that also taking something, an idea that we had never really developed, and putting it inside it. And then a bear appearing brings you somewhere else. Time can take you to London. They're sort of discoveries. We've played Winter's Tale, so time was there.
Makes an unfought error. Now take upon me, in the name of time, to use my wings, imputed not a crown.
During their stint in Paris, the Footspawn have a double bill. The company is also putting on an adaptation of Ken Casey's One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, which is well known as Miloš Forman's 1975 film starring Jack Nicholson. Paddy Hayter says their production is closer to the book than to the film.
The book is taken from the story of the chief of the Indian. The film is very much based on McMurphy, which is Jack Nicholson. I tried several times to get the company to do it. They, oh, no, no, Paddy, no, it's too hard. It's not us. It's too hard, too tough, the subject. And I had always seen so much enormous amount of humanity and humour, and it's all in there. And we've written our own version, but the majority of the text, the actual dialogues, are Kesey. But we've added songs where were written by us, and there's masks, puppets, and
full Footspawn,
that one, and projections, and even short film, and we've had incredible reaction to it. Actually, absolutely extraordinary. We played when we went to England; it went extremely well. We went to Ireland last summer with it, to Kilkenny Festival.
The Footspawn cast, as I said earlier, comes from all over. For example, Paddy Hayter's from England, Vincent Gracieux's from France, André Julio Teixeira is an actor, musician, singer and composer from Portugal. Naomi Canard from South Africa is a stage director, actor and storyteller. She gets the Juliet role and says her lines sweetly and earnestly and knows how to carry a mask. While she's a recent addition to the troupe, she came with the right sort of baggage to fit in.
I always believe you can do anything if you do it with conviction. In fact, the founder members, most of them did the Jacques Lecoq School in Paris. And the Lecoq School is like a very big family. And so whenever somebody has been to Lecoq School, we understand the style that we work in. People are attracted to this school because it's something quite unique, I suppose, like Footspawn. I'll definitely use what I've learned from Footspawn in my personal, in my own shows. My own shows I do at the same time. I've done my show Ubuntu, Tales of Good Hope. It's South African stories and South African tales. And now I've created more shows that for younger children and even for from 0 to 3 years old. Mostly African tales, African stories, and I definitely use what I've learned from Footspawn. Basically, don't get a costume person, just do it yourself. If you want something nice, just do it yourself, just use your imagination and do it.
Do you have a particular relationship with Shakespeare?
I've never understood Shakespeare. I love it in French because it's much easier to understand in French. I'm very lucky to play the part of Puck, which is such an incredible character. I've performed in Midsummer Night's Dream before, and obviously the scene of the mechanics is just, it's us, we're the mechanics, we're the ones being laughed at by the audience. We're just basically playing ourselves.
Balkan Haris Hakarezic plays the accordion and sings, and dramatically portrays Shakespeare's sad and cruel hunchback Richard III. Tony Wooden plays Thisbe in the play within a play in Midsummer Night's Dream. As it's well known, women were rare items on stage in the 16th century. So Wooden, underlining this fact, dons a flimsy gown and goes the whole hog with his hairy underarms, trying to raise them in comic unfemininity. Vincent Gracieux takes on the role of Shakespeare, threaded with appearances throughout the play. At the end of the Shakespeare celebration, the members of the troupe take their bows, take their instruments and lead the audience into the makeshift cafe next to the circus tent for hot soup and mulled wine. On that note, I shall say goodbye. But I'd like to remind our listeners, who won't be able to see the Footspawn in Paris, to keep their eye out for the troupe who have been known to land up in Australia or in Burkina Faso or in India or in Mexico or in a number of other countries. So they may, one of these days, land up in yours. From me, Rosalind Hyams, and until next time, farewell.
Oh, jolly good Sam, get on my dear old time.